Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, October 19th, 2020. Stand up for your country. All right. So we kick into high gear on the election. And I will tell you that you will benefit by watching us every night. And if you have friends and family you care about, you steer them over here. Because unlike everybody else, I don't really have an agenda. I've told you that I can't vote for Biden and Harris and why, but I'm not going to skew my coverage to mislead you in any way. So if you watch the network and cable news, you know they'll skew it. All right. You know you're not getting the honest situation because the corporate media is ordering their people to do that, to get Biden elected at all costs. And the conservative channels, I mean, they want Donald Trump back. And they'll do what they have to do to get him back. We're not going to do any of that here. Some people might not want that, but most people, I think, do. You want an honest appraisal. All right, so this morning I woke up early and I watched the Today Show, which I never do. It's not that I object to the Today Show, it's just that I don't learn anything there. So before I go to bed, I get a debriefing. And then when I get up, I have newspapers here and I have what they call the news facts sent to me. And I know pretty much what's going on. And the Today Show will never, with a capital N, give you anything that you haven't heard 15 times before if you're paying attention. So I don't watch the show. But I did it today for a specific reason. I wanted to see how, with 15 days left before we vote, how they're going to handle the political component. And they did COVID, big time, COVID. And I have told you for the past 6 months, if Donald Trump loses, it will be because of COVID. Now, this spin, of course, was that COVID is going to kill you and your mom and dad and eventually your kids. It's going to kill everybody, and it's Trump's fault because Trump didn't stop it. That's a spin. And, you know, you get it in a million different ways, but that's what it is. Dr. Fauci doesn't like Trump. Nobody likes Trump. And Trump's responsible for everything. So when I'm watching this, I'm going, all right, you know, I've heard this before a million times. I'm hearing it again. And will it matter? And the answer is yes. There are a lot of people going to vote against Donald Trump because they're afraid of COVID. And they've heard a gazillion times how Trump botched it, didn't do what he should do, and all of that. Now, if I had 15 minutes to talk to the entire voting population in this country, I would look them in the eye like I'm doing right now to you and say, look, Europe is worse. Europe is worse than America right now in COVID. Did they not listen to the science? Did Angela Merkel not listen to the science? Boris Johnson, Macron, did they all not listen as Donald Trump's being accused of doing, not listening to the science? Well, all right, maybe he didn't listen to the science. But how about all the European people? How about Modi in India? Did he not listen? I guess nobody listened because this dreadful disease is on the resurgence everywhere on the planet, everywhere. So it seems to me that no one person, politician, no matter who it is, could make this situation better. And the only thing that will save us is a vaccine, which we hope will happen very soon. So Donald Trump, when speaking about COVID, points to his policy of stopping the Chinese flights, the European flights, getting the masks, getting the respirators, on and on and on. COVID, it does not, no matter what he says, it's not going to matter. You have to address it, and he'll have to address it Thursday in the debate upcoming. But it's not a winner for him on any level. It's a disaster.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. So, as you know, Governor Andrew Cuomo is responsible, I believe, for the deaths of about 6,500 senior citizens because he signed an executive order saying if you have COVID or had COVID and you were living in a nursing home had to take you back because you had nowhere else to live. All right, but if you put an infectious person in a nursing home, Governor, people will die, and 6,500 did. Fact. I understand the reasoning, well, where you're going to put them. State would have had to put them up someplace. It cost money. But they were forced to go back to the nursing homes, and people died. Okay, Cuomo blames Trump, blames conservative, blames everybody but himself, even though he signed the executive order. It's incredible. So in Brooklyn, they have a casket display with 6,500 copies of Governor Cuomo's cover of his new book. Okay? They put it in the casket to honor the 6,500 seniors who are killed by COVID. Okay. That's a Brooklyn deal. In Brooklyn, they're a little feisty there. And it's very interesting to me. Let's go to San Francisco, 3,000 miles from Brooklyn. So there is a school names advisory committee. Of course there is. Of course. San Francisco School Names Advisory Committee. Come up with 44 high school and middle school names. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta change the name. And you, anyone directly involved in the colonization of people, all right, connected to human rights or environmental abuses. That means if you threw a piece of gum, all right, you're done. Slave owners or participants in enslavement, known racists or white supremacists, but not Marxists or communists. No, they're okay. They're all right in San Francisco. So there are 44 high schools that are being submitted for name change, including Abraham Lincoln High School, George Washington High School, Roosevelt Middle School, Jefferson Elementary School. They're all going. Maybe not. The school board has a vote. But this San Francisco values, as they call it, this is Kamala Harris. Think Senator Harris would object to that? No. No, she wouldn't. Not at all. Right back with a final thought. So as some of you know, I've been doing a radio tour coast to coast from Anchorage, Alaska to Miami, Florida, and everywhere in between. Now, most of the questions that come to me are about the election. Who's going to win, you know? And I say, by Halloween, I think I'm going to know, but I'm not positive, but I'm not going to guess now. I see Trump a little push here this weekend, as I told you at the top of the program. Okay? Get a little inch up. Thursday's the big night. We will be live right after the debate, same thing we were in the first debate. Same format, but I'll go over that tomorrow and Wednesday. So when I'm on with other people, the conversation does go to killing Crazy Horse. Here's Glenn Beck.
Crazy Horse is one of my favorite people in American history. You haven't sent me the book because you make me pay for them, but tell me about killing Crazy Horse.
We sent you three copies, Beck. Three.
Did you really?
Two signed, and you can put them on eBay. Yeah, your producers are stealing them.
Oh, my gosh, they are, because I never got a copy
happening.
Of it.
Come on. All right. You got to read Killing Crazy Horse.
I love
it. It sold 300,000 copies in the first 4 weeks. It's a very, and when you read it, I want to come back and talk to you because it's a fair book. I wanted to be fair.
Well, I like Crazy
propagandistic.
Horse.
So do I. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Military commander.
Right.
He was not the chief
right.
of the Ogallala Sioux.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think he was the chief.
No.
He wasn't. Sitting
mm-hmm.
Bull
right.
was the chief.
Right.
And Sitting Bull never fought in a war.
Mm-hmm.
Never. It's like Dwight Eisenhower in Killing Patton.
Right.
Eisenhower was the supreme commander. Never fought in a battle.
Right.
All right. So I when I do that, I want to whet your appetite for history. I want you to know what happened in your country. So when the America haters come at you with a bunch of bull, you'll be armed with the facts. And now we're into our fifth week, I think, with Crazy Horse, maybe sixth. Going great. But if you haven't checked it out, I hope you do. And does make a great Christmas gift. I'll sign them for you if you want. So my final thought of the day is killing Crazy Horse. We'll see you tomorrow.